Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, a word in prayer in the eyes of a lay person. I'll be coming to you today, coming from Genesis, the sixth chapter, talking about a man that changed God's mind. But first we'll have a word of prayer. And I was God. It is a privilege to come to you today, thanking you for allowing us this opportunity to just say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for blessing us with another beautiful day. We thank you, God, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for being in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, for just being able to breathe your fresh air. Praise God, we are blessed today. And we just want to give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for the ones that may be on the line today, and that we may have a word to say that would encourage someone that may have lost their way. And we ask that you lead and guide us, that we might be a blessing to someone today. In Jesus' name, amen. Like we said, a man that life that changed God's mind and what he was about to do. That's amazing at what a person's life can change the mind of God. Because God is all-knowing, and he can do whatever he wants to do. Because the world had gotten so wicked, even the imagination of man was so wicked, and he was going to just destroy the whole world. Because man had gotten so wicked, even the thoughts was wicked, and the imagination of man had gotten so wicked, and he repented that he had made man. That's how wicked man had gotten in the world. But it's the word said Noah, this man Noah, had found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so therefore, when Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, God changed his mind that he was going to destroy man. And he gave man another chance. That's amazing that one man can change God's mind, that he would give man another chance. So he gave Noah instructions and what to do. He told Noah to build an ark. And he told him how to build an ark. Now, this had never been done before. But he gave Noah instructions on what to do, how big to build it, and it had never rained before. He told him it's going to rain, and they had never seen rain before. It had never rained, and he told Noah what kind of wood to get. He told Noah how large to build it, and everything. So Noah had, let me read it. It's in the sixth chapter of Genesis. It's in the Old Testament. Because the old and the new goes together. You can't take the old out of the new because it all goes together. So Noah said, and Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Well, let me read up here a little bit. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowl of the air, fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Now, ain't that amazing? He was perfect in his generation. Now, you might say, oh, no man can be perfect. But God's word said he was in his generation. So in the word of God today, he tells us to be perfect. Now back then, the word of God said Noah was perfect in his generation. Well, why can't we be perfect now in our generation? He tells us to be perfect. Whereas God's word don't lie, so be perfect as I'm perfect. Okay, now, by Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord back then. So that caused God not to err, because God found grace in the eyes, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So he's going to cause Noah to build an ark so he can save somebody. Okay, let's find out what happened. He told Noah about building the ark, and it was going to be a huge boat. And it took a long time for Noah to build this ark. And he had three sons. And he was married. He had three sons. And his three sons had, each one of them had a wife. And he told Noah how to build the ark. And he told them how to, he told them to get gopher wood to build the ark with. And told them how to build it and how big to build it. Okay, and it had never rained before, and he told him, look what he told him, and a window shall thou make to the ark, and in it a cubit shall thou find it about, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower stories shall thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh therein, as the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy son and thy wife, and thy son's wife with thee, and every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall thou bring unto the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowl after every kind, and of cattle after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive, and take thy unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him to do. So did he. And the Lord God said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house unto the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. So Noah, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee thy thousand, the male and female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female, of fowls also of the air, thy seven, the male and female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth for yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according to all that the Lord God commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him unto the ark because of the water. Okay, so Noah took all that long time, all that time, and he preached to the people while he was building the ark. He preached to the people, but nobody, they made fun of Noah. They made fun of Noah. Nobody came into the ark. They thought Noah was crazy because it rained. It rained, it rained, it rained. They thought Noah was crazy. So they said it ain't never rained, and it was a huge boat. Why is he building this boat? It ain't never rained before, and it was so huge. But nobody came into the ark. Nobody. Nobody came into the ark. Even the animals, Noah didn't have to go and gather the animals up. God led them into the ark. See, God led them into the ark. He didn't have to even go and gather them up, but no man came into the ark. And Noah kept on building, but none of the people came into the ark. But Noah kept on building. And nobody came into the ark. So when it was time for Noah and the camel to go into all the beasts, God led them into the ark. And no man came into the ark. But when it began to rain, that's when God told Noah and his family to go into the ark. And it took a long time for Noah to build that ark because it was huge. And look how big the ark was. He told Noah how to build the ark, how big it was supposed to be. Listen to this. Let me tell you. And the Lord, how big it was supposed to be, because it was three stories. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of it shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall thou find it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof. With lower second, third story shall thou make of it. And behold, I even had to bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under the heavens, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark. And it was three stories, three story high of a third cube. So it was three stories. And all the animals had to have a place. All the animals had to come in, and it had to be a place for all the animals. And all the food and all that would have to be a huge ark. And it took a long time. Noah built the ark, and he had it, and him and his sons and his wives, their wives and his wives, and had to have all the food and all that. But he built that ark, and it took all that long time for him to build that ark. And Noah did according to what God told him to do. And yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. So when God told Noah it was time to go into the ark, they went into the ark, and God locked it. He shut the door. Because if Noah would have shut the door, when it began to rain, and it rained, they began to come and knock on the ark. But Noah couldn't open the door, because if he had locked it, he would have opened it. But God locked the door, and they began to knock on whatever, how they were then to knock, because it was so big, they couldn't climb up there, so big. But Noah couldn't open the door. But it was too late, because they laughed, no doubt, and joked about it. Why he building this thing? And it ain't no water, and it ain't going to rain. But it rained just like God said. And after a while, the ark began to float. It began to float, and it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Praise God. And it began to float on the water. And everything that was alive, every mountain covered. Those that could swim, after a while they couldn't swim. They all drowned. All the animals drowned. Everything died. But Noah, that one man, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And 8 souls were saved because Noah was a righteous man. And God allowed him and his family to go into the ark. And others could have came in too, but they made fun. Thought it was funny that he made, you know, he was building it up. Yeah, they could have came in just like now. Excuse me. Just like now, the preachers is preaching, but nobody don't want to be saved, seem like. They having a good time. They still out there playing around and saying, you can't have fun being a Christian. You can't have a fun being a Christian, going to church and all that. Why they want to go to church on Sunday? Why they want to go to prayer service on Wednesday night? Why they getting up going to Sunday school? I don't want to do that. That ain't no fun in that. But, honey, serving the Lord is the best life to live. He wants us to be holy. Holiness is right all by itself. That's the best life to live, is living for the Lord. Because after this life is another life, and that's eternal life is with Jesus. Because it's heaven or hell. And if you're going to, once you fall, when your eyes close here, it's hell or it's eternity with Jesus in hell and then the lake. You're not going to miss both of them. Because if you die without Jesus, you're going to hell. But if you fall asleep in Jesus, you're going to go to paradise and then wake up and go back with the Lord when he comes for us. But when you go to hell, you're going to stand before the judgment and then be cast into the lake of fire. Does anyone have anything they want to say? Anyone have something they'd like to say at this time? We have to live holy, saints. We have to live ready to go back with Jesus. Just like in the time of Solomon and Gomorrah, the people had got so wicked. They had got so wicked that Jesus came down. Him and 3 men, Jesus and 2 angels, they talked to Abraham. They went and they talked to Abraham. And Abraham had his wife to fix him something to eat. And when they got ready to leave, he said, "Shall I keep this from Abraham?" Abraham began to talk to Jesus. And they was on their way. Jesus stayed back and he talked to Abraham. And they was on their way to Sodom and Gomorrah. So Sodom and Gomorrah had got so wicked, and they had, the men of Sodom, they were sexual. They were sexual, and they were going after the same sex. they was having sex with the men. And when the angels came into the city, they wanted those angels. They wanted those angels, and they didn't want, and Lot, he wanted to give them his daughters. They didn't want the daughters. They wanted the men. They said, send the men out so we can, the angels out, so we can know them and all that. But they, God had sent the angels. They was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But they couldn't do nothing to Lot and his family. Got out of the city. And they got Lot and his family out of the city. So we can't do nothing till you get out of the city. And they sent Lot and his family out of the city. And they rained down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. And they said, go, and don't look back. Go. But Lot's wife turned and looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Well, God's going to destroy America, because America turned against God. That mess had started happening in America, man with man and women with women. God is going to judge America, because America has turned its back on God. A lot have turned their back on God. They're killing babies. They man is with man, women with men, and they marry the same sexes. And God is going to judge America. It's that time in America now. The world, this world is God's world. It ain't Satan's world. But God is going to judge America. America's saying wrong is right and right is wrong. But God is going to judge America, because it's turning just like Sodom and Gomorrah. And God is going to judge America. Anyone on the line at this time, you want to have something to say?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my sister Margaret. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my sister Mary.
Do you have something you'd have to like to say?
Yes, you have just picked everything in the last 3 weeks that I've been talking about in my messages for Facebook. I mean, honestly, it's heaven versus hell, because I mean, either choose the beautiful heaven or go to the pitiful hell.
Yes.
Yeah, in America, I mean, I know there's bad places, I know there's bad things in all places, but there's nothing that I've heard like things going on here in America, because America is cruel, they're degrading, they're suspicious, they're mean, they're honoring, in a good way, not honoring in a good way. They are
true.
They're crazy. They're liars. They're cheaters.
America
It is. Yeah, because you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, the two cities, was in the United States is way worse than the two cities.
Yes. The United States have turned their back on God, and God is going to judge the United States. He is going to judge America. They have turned their back on God. They killing babies. They doing all sorts of things that it used to didn't be in the United States. But they going against God, and God is going to judge the United States, because they have went against what they used to stand for. And God is not pleased. He is not pleased.
No, he's not.
And God is going to judge. No. God is going to judge it. He is, because they're doing same-sex marriages. They're passing the laws, and it's wrong. And we, as saints of God, cannot go along with it. We can't go along with wrong.
Honestly, God would have to apologize if it was right that to Sodom and Gomorrah. He would have to apologize because of Sodom and Gomorrah, because they were doing all the decrepit things. And so it's pitiful to see that. I actually see all the degradation that's going on here in America.
That's right. That is the truth. That's the truth. And that's what's going on here in America. And those preachers that are standing up for it is wrong, too. They wrong, too. Because you can't back up.
Well, see, you were talking about the preachers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't.
You was talking
you
about the fridges.
Mhm.
That's right.
Wrong.
But you know, half of the fridges are not even fridges. The truth, they're not telling
that's
you
right.
Sin to tear you to hell. That I tell you that they tell you that pay your tithes and give your offerings. You're gonna be blessed. Everything's a blessing, and nothing is depicted of. If you sin, you're going to die in sin, and you're going to hell. If you don't repent, you're going to hell. Nobody's prison anymore.
That's right. You're supposed to tell sin. Sin is sin. I don't care how much you pay your tithes and offerings. Sin is sin, and you have to call sin what it is, sin. But they don't believe in a lot of them against sin anymore, but sin is sin. It is. Sin is sin. And they need to call sin what it is. If you're lying, that's sin. And it ain't no little lie, it's a lie. Sin is sin.
Okay.
And they need to call sin what it is. And it ain't about having a lot of members. If you got one member, you need to call sin what sin is. Sin is sin.
Here's after.
That's what it is. But it's best to have a church full of saints than have a church full of devils going to hell. Because you need to get the people saved, and you have to call sin what sin is.
Exactly.
That's what it is. It ain't about you blessed it to pay your tithes, you're going to get a new car. Get a new house. It ain't about all that. If you live for God, God don't bless you with what you need. He said he'd supply your needs. And that's what he'll do.
Oh, yes.
If you do what's right, he gonna supply what you need.
And if you actually do right and do right, he's going to give up all of the y'all what he promised.
That's right. So preachers, if they ain't going to preach the truth, they need to sit down and be quiet. But a lot of them ain't preaching the truth. They just out the money. And God's going to get them for it. He's going to get them. But they need to tell the people what they need to get saved. So people need salvation. Salvation is complete deliverance. And they need to know how to get saved. They need to know how to get delivered. That's what they need. So Jesus come to seek and to save those that are lost. That's what they need to know, how to get delivered from sin. That's what they need.
Exactly.
So
they don't need to be scared over the truth.
That's right. That's right. Because Jesus come telling you need to repent. He loves the sinner, but he don't love sin. And they need to know how to get delivered and free. That's what they need to know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he loves the backslider. He loves the prostitute. He loves everybody. But they need to know how to get delivered from the drugs. They need to know how to get delivered from being a prostitute. All they have to do is ask God to forgive them. And he'll forgive them, and then you walk in the forgiveness of God. Just like the lady that was committing adultery. When he said, thy sins be forgiven. Go and sin no more.
Uh-huh.
Once you're forgiven, you walk in that forgiveness. You walk in there. You don't go back and commit sin again. Once he forgives you, you walk in that forgiveness, you know.
Yep.
You have to be
it's
free.
Amazing.
Yes, you have to be free. It's just like a man out there drowning. You go out there and free that man, save him from drowning. And then he's saved. He don't go back out there and jump back in the water and be drowning again. You pull him out of the water. And he's free. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
So people need to know how to get free from what they're doing. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but it's not being taught. It's People are just scared anything.
Praise the Lord. So that's what they need to be taught. People, you're not being taught how to be free. Once you come to the Lord, He will deliver you. He'll deliver you from drugs. He'll take that out of your, the desire out of your mouth. You won't desire to drink that stuff anymore. You won't desire to get out there on the street and sell your body. He'll take that desire from you. Praise the Lord. He'll do that.
Yes, He will.
Don't know how. They have to come to the Lord and ask the Lord to do those things. And God will give you that desire to serve Him. He'll put new desire in your heart. He'll put love in your heart.
Amen.
Yes, He will. He'll put the love of Jesus in your heart. You don't desire to lie no more. You don't desire to steal no more. You won't desire to do those things. Praise God. He'll make a new creature out of you. That's what He'll do. You won't desire to do those things anymore. Praise the Lord. So he took those desires from me. Praise God. So people, when you're in sin, you're a servant of the devil. And you have you desire to do what He tells you. But now we're a new creature. We belong to the Lord. We don't desire to do the things of the world. Your desires change. You want to go to church and do the right thing. You want to read your Bible and learn about the Lord. Praise the Lord. Your desires change.
Oh, yes.
You read the Bible and you love the Lord. Praise God. And it's good. You want to get with the saints and talk about Jesus. Praise God.
Yes.
Because why?
Oh, yes.
The love of God is in your heart. Praise God. See, he changes you. That's what the sinner man don't understand. You want to go to church now. Praise the Lord. Well, he used to want to drink and get out and party. You don't want to get out and party no more. You done changed partners. You want to go to church and talk about the Lord and learn about Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
That's what the difference
Glory
is.
Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
See? And that's just like this time, just like where he did in that time, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he didn't destroy the world. He destroyed the world by water, but now this time when he comes, he's going to destroy it by fire. Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
But he said we can, and see, he said we can be, we can be in him. We can live a perfect life with him. Praise God. Because he's in us.
Yes.
And we can live according to his will. We can live according to
his will. Yes, what do you say? He said the body is the temple.
Yes. And we have to, that temple has to be clean.
Oh,
yes. We have to be holy. Praise God. We have to live a holy life. A clean life in him.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. And we can't, if we destroy this temple, that's when he was talking, when he was walking on his house. He said, if you destroy this temple, praise God. Because we are, the temple's within us, his temple. Praise God.
Said,
when he was talking about the temple, he said, if you destroy this temple, he was talking about himself. Praise the Lord. They thought he was talking about the temple. He said it took all this, how many years to build this temple? But he was talking about himself. That in 3 days, he'd arise again.
Uh-huh.
But they thought he was talking about the temple itself. But he was talking about he would rise again in 3 days. And he did. He rose again in 3 days. Praise God. And we're going to rise again.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Glory, Lord.
That's
Thank you,
temple.
Lord.
Praise God. When we fall asleep, we're not going to stay in that grave. Because we're going to rise again to be with him.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yes.
God, we're not going to say, honey, that's why Satan, when they put him in that tomb, Satan, oh, we got him now. But, honey, he came out of that grave. Praise God.
Yes, he did.
He took that.
And, you know, they lie and say he did, but he did.
He rose again. Yes, he did. And he took
that blood
and put it on that altar. Praise God. And we're going to rise again, too. Praise God, not to die no more. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Praise God. And he's coming back again for the church. Praise God. And we have
without
to be without
spot or wrinkle
or any such blemish. Praise God. I tell you this, honey, it's going to be worth it all. It's worth it all.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's worth it all now. Praise God. Praise God.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, praise God. Is anyone else on the line that wants to say something? Because this is a good life to live. Living for the Lord. It's joy going this way. Praise God. It's joy in the Lord going this way. Oh, praise our God. Oh, praise God. It's joy in service. Like that song, serving the Lord. Just pay out. But it's paying off this now. It's paying off because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Oh, yes.
Our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Look how he's blessing you, Sister Margaret. Look how he's taking you through day by day. He's taking you through.
Every single day.
Oh, pray every single day. Praise God.
Every
praise
single
God.
Minute. I mean, Austin, you got to be honest. It's every single minute.
Every single minute. It's worth serving the Lord. I tell you, honey, it's worth it all. But after
yes, it is. I agree with you.
And we'll be able to go home to be with the Lord. Oh, praise our God.
Amen.
And you, honey, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Oh, praise our God.
Yes, it is. I agree with you 100 billion%.
Oh, yes, oh, Lord, I tell you, it's all right, all righty. Praise our God. Praise God. I love the Lord. Lord, because he first loved
me.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Lord, Lord. I was talking to
he paid my ransom at Calvary.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He sure did. And if we continue to hold on, praise God, we'll see those nail prints in his hand. He paid it in full for us. Praise our God.
Yes, he did.
He did. He paid it in full. Praise God, praise God. I love him today.
He didn't even know.
He didn't even know. We was the one guilty. But he paid it in full for us. Praise God, praise God. And I thank him. I thank him for paying that price. Yes, I do. I thank him. He paid the price in full. Yes, now he's sitting on the right, making intercession.
And he left nothing like it.
I know. Praise God. Well, if no one else is on the line, my sister, you can close it out for us. Praise our God.
Okay. Most glorious
praise
Heavenly
God.
Father, I come to you again. Thank you because of us, please. With this call, Lord, thank you because you have this call, Lord. Thank you for letting me be able to be with these loving people, Lord. Thank you for Sister Mary and for all the ones on the line. Lord, please touch them, hold them, and comfort them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Love them, Lord. It's true, dear Lord. Do it, Lord. Lord, thank you because you've been so merciful, so kind, so generous, so true, so honest, so perfect, so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because you've been so glorious. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your care. Thank you for giving us a chance, Lord. Thank you for giving us another chance, Lord. Thank you for honoring us enough to save ourselves, Lord, to save our lives, Lord. Many people don't know how many times you save their lives every single day. But, Lord, I know that you save our lives every single day.
Lord.
There's things that can pop up right in front of us,
Lord.
No matter what, Lord, but you cover us. Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Glory, Lord. I praise your holy, righteous, glorious name, Lord. Again, please touch everybody on the call, on the radio, on the computer, Lord, just everybody.
Lord.
So do they, and a special request for Sister Mary. Do it, Lord. Touch her and miss you, Lord. In the name of
Lord.
Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Glory, Lord.
Amen.
Glory, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we say shalom to everyone and have a blessed day.
Shalom.
Thank you, Jesus.
You too.
Yes,
love you, sister.
Love you, sis. Love you, sis. Amen.
Amen.